And the time is 8:55, time now for our opening commodity report on WYLL AM. Let's say good morning to Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Grain markets are a little bit lower here to begin the week. December corn down a penny at 463. November soybeans down six at 1181 and a half. Wheat markets a little bit lower. December Chicago wheat futures down a penny and three quarters at 655 and three quarters. Kansas City December wheat futures down three and a quarter at 720 and a half. Over the weekend, the news was hope for a U.S.-Iran ceasefire again. President Trump backed away from his latest threats against Iran over the weekend and stated that the White House was willing to suspend attacks and return to negotiating. Trump stated he was at the urging of many neighboring Middle East allies. We've really lost count how many times this has gone back and forth, but traders this week are optimistic that diplomacy can win out and increase the flow of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. That did have crude oil prices down sharply, 5% lower overnight. And this, in turn, pressured our crop markets as well. Soybean prices have slid lower overnight and here today, approaching four-week lows. Corn prices also followed lower. Wheat prices are a little unchanged here following a steep decline on Friday. But this sharp decline in the wheat market was a little bit surprising, given that Russia and Ukraine have not eased up on their exchanges upon one another. Traders seem less worried about the conflicts and the disruptions in grain flow out of the Black Sea maybe than they did 2 weeks ago. But for now, geopolitical worries have eased and traders have gained back some optimism that global flow of crude oil, grain, and fertilizer will increase back up again. So as we look to the grain markets, this might be an opportunity for livestock producers to extend their feed needs, maybe for another 30 to 60 days out. Some farmers are also utilizing this as a re-ownership opportunity of previous sales made on our last price peak. Looking to this week, we have the weekly crop progress report that's out later this afternoon. The next WASDE report is on August 12th. And the initial StoneX crop survey results are also due out this week. As the calendar turns over to August, we'll receive more private estimates from for the U.S. crop over the next few weeks. That will give traders something else to focus on. U.S. weather forecasts remain relatively favorable, with light rain possible across the plains and the Corn Belt, and the heavier rain expected for much of Iowa and northern Illinois. As we look to the outside markets, prices of cotton, rice, and sugar are all trading at their near 20-day moving average this morning. And the crude oil prices, as mentioned before, are quite a bit lower here, as well as RBOB and the heating oil. That'll wrap up. Logan Kimmel, Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
Thank you very much, Logan. And you can hear our next commodity market update in just 2 hours here on AM 580. Don't forget the closing market report with Todd Gleason coming up at 2:06. That's all here on WYLL AM 580 and WYLL FM 90.9 at HD3 Urbana. NPR News and 1A are coming up next. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says look for mostly sunny skies today. The high 82, mostly clear tonight. Patchy fog forming late. The low 62. Right now it's 67 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.